Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Have you ever bought anything from a door-to-door salesman? Probably. Most people have at one time or another. You are glad he dropped by if he is offering something that you are in need of. You might buy it if his product is new and revolutionary and has the promise of making your life better and brighter. What if a salesman called and said something like this? Here's something that will really help you. When you have a decision to make, it will help you make the right one. It will also warn you of any danger that is lurking nearby. It will help you know what is right, help you avoid that which is wrong, and you can use it to keep out of harm's way. As you listen to him make his sales pitch, you would probably conclude that his product was too good to be true, and you would be right, unless he was selling the Bible. Then you could buy with perfect confidence. The wisdom of the Word of God is time-tested and true. I read recently of a man who learned that the bookstore in his town was soon to carry the Bible in his own language. He belonged to a tribe in Africa that was soon to receive the Word of God in their own language. Excitement mounted as the day approached when the Bibles would arrive at the store. Then one day he heard that the Bibles would be there tomorrow. He tried to sleep that night, but couldn't. His excitement and anticipation were just too great. So early the next morning, he traveled the 8 miles to town to purchase the Bible. He found others in the store who were overjoyed to be the first from their tribe to see the Bible in their own language. The following Sunday, when the people at the church saw the stack of Bibles, their joy knew no bounds. They jumped and leaped in the air. They laughed and shouted and sang. They clapped their hands. Then someone said, "Let us thank God for these Bibles." So right then and there, before the service began, they offered prayers of thanksgiving to the Almighty God for His wonderful provision. I'm sure those happy and grateful people found little difficulty in following the admonition of today's passage. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Our spiritual life begins as God the Holy Spirit uses His Word to reveal Christ to our hearts. And our spiritual health is nourished and maintained as we feed and feast our souls on His Word. There is enough healing power in one Bible to cure all the spiritual and moral ills of the entire world.